That song is number one in our hymn books. Let's sing it together. Oh, worship the King. If you'd like to stand with me, let's do that.
Hallelujah.
praise the Lord. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, let's turn the page to number 2. Praise ye the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation.
Sound from him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us turn to the scripture readings in the back of our hymn book. Remain standing as we read God's word together. Under the heading Worship, number 56, there are two passages, really, just one verse from Psalm 95 and several from 1 Chronicles 16. Under this heading, Worship, let's read together the word of the Lord. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the woods sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a little chorus that my daughter taught me when she came home from Africa. And it speaks about worship and bowing down before the throne of God. We bless your name, Almighty God. We bow before your throne. Once more. We bless your name, Almighty God. We bow before your throne. We glorify your holy name. We bow before your throne. Repeat. We bow before, we glorify your holy name. We bow before your throne. Such a simple song, and yet it has brought such blessing to me and to us as we've sung it at home. We bless your name, Almighty God. We bow before your throne. We bless your name, Almighty God. We bow before your throne. We glorify your holy name. We bow. Your name, Almighty God, we bow before your throne. We magnify your holy name. We bow before your throne. We glorify your holy name.
praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, O Lord my God, how great, how gracious, how holy, how mighty, O Lord.
Worship plays in our services here at camp and in our fellowship. There are several things that I appreciate more and more that I have been privileged to learn and grow up with. I was thinking as we sang Frail Children of Dust, the last time I saw our dear brother Edwin was in the hospital. It would be 7 years Wednesday. He went to heaven. I remember how frail he was at that time. He died, I think, 2 days after that visit. But I was thinking as we sang that, how blessed I was to have been under his ministry and the ministry of so many godly men over the years. Of course, I remember Uncle Hans. And I remember Friday nights when the platform was lined with ministers who really served God with their whole hearts, and how privileged I was, and how, of course, accountable I am also for what I've heard over the years. But the three things that I've been appreciating more and more is the fact that I was taught how to worship to a degree. I was taught how to seek God in silence. It's so wonderful to me when I, during the camp season, when I see our young people, 14 and 15 year olds, who have learned to seek God in silence. And I don't go walking around the auditorium, but I can't have to help but see our young people really into that. They've learned it. It's something that will last for a long time. And the third thing is how we have, how they stressed, all our ministers have stressed the Word of God. I remember once I gave a testimony in Ridgewood, thanking the Lord for my salvation, how wonderful I feel. I can just tell that the Lord loves me, and I guess I dwelt on feelings too much, at least in that testimony. And Brother Edwin stood up, you know how he used to talk, and say, "Well, we know what you mean, Brother Paul, but we don't go by feelings, we go by the Word of God." And that mild rebuke lasted with me, that chastisement, whatever you want to call it. And of course, I didn't mind it, but I'm thankful for the importance the Word of God has, that was placed in this fellowship. And I'm also thankful for the many ministers who come, who I've been privileged to sit under. Being here during the summer, you hear different styles and you hear how they bring out the Word of God in various ways. And what a blessing it is. What a blessing it is to hear testimonies here at camp. Someone was telling me recently how they came to our fellowship. They were hungry for something. They had an experience with God, but there was something lacking in their relationship with God, and how the Lord brought them into this fellowship. Not that this fellowship is the only one. When you see the Chinese come from all around the world and you see how they seek God, we know that we're not the only pebble on the beach. But God has privileged us, just the fact that we're all here together. why is it that the Lord has allowed us to be privileged, to be drawn to Him? It's His great mercy and His great providence, and I thank Him for that. I thank God for the many ministers and missionaries who go out, who give their lives for the work of the Lord. I think of Sister Gerda, who gives herself so unstintingly to the work of God, and others. I don't mean to single anyone out. Over the years, I've heard missionaries speak of their work. We heard it last night from Brother Luton, but how God uses these people, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the privilege we have to sit under godly ministers and servants of His. May God help us. And we can show our appreciation the next song that we sing. We're going to take an offering for the ministry here. But I really want to express my great appreciation for Brother Eddie, too. After Brother Edmund died, of course, we've seen people die, but Gordon, Caroline, these great ministers that most of us know of, and then you wonder, who is going to fill the gap? And I'm thankful that Brother Eddie has been chosen to do that, and I pray that God will continue to bless him and to use him for His kingdom and for His name's sake.
Number 43. And those of you who were here in worship the other morning, was that on Friday? You practiced it with me, and you noticed that it's a little different. You have those longer notes, and Sarah was here, and she got a kick out of the way I insisted on singing the first note of each verse, giving it two beats, because we don't usually do that. But that's what it says. Okay, and it's a wonderful prayer. Let's stand and sing this song, and we'll receive the offering as we sing, "Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings." I just have a little testimony. Glad Brother Paul encouraged me to give a testimony by giving one himself. This is the last full day of the season, and I know we would say this evening also, but I feel to say it this morning. I thank God for this 2013 season. I thank Him for all that He has done, that we have known. But I know that there is much that we do not know, and I thank Him for that as well. I thank Him for the supply of every need. Such wonderful ways, in such wonderful ways, He has stretched forth His hand to supply our needs, and He has shown His tender shepherd care over us. He has led us. He has helped us. Now, I haven't been here all summer long, but I've had at least a small part in things from the beginning to the end. So I've been back and forth a bit. So I have a little, at least a little part and a little knowledge of things that have gone on here during the summer. And I'm so thankful to God. I'm so thankful that we can acknowledge Him, acknowledge His goodness, acknowledge His mercy, acknowledge His wisdom, acknowledge His sovereignty over all things and over us and over this camp. We believe that it is His camp. And we thank God for every single person that He brought here all summer long, especially our children, the campers, and oh, how we think of them now that they're all back in their places and school is beginning. We just pray that God will bless them and keep in their hearts alive that which He has done for them. I mean, the practices, the things they've learned to do here. We want God to remind them to have that little time over His Word and that personal, quiet time with Him each day where they look to Him in the morning and commit their day to Him and walk with Him. This is what their counselors endeavor to bring to them. We pray that He will draw each of their hearts. We pray that He will fill each of them with His love and with His Spirit, and teach them to love Him with all their hearts and live for Him all their days. And so we're really thankful for everyone. We also pray often that the Lord will bring people here. And we believe that He does that. And we pray that He'll accomplish all that He brought them here to do in their lives. So we've had a lot of joy, many things to be thankful for. I often think, though, as I was, it was last Sunday in my Sunday school class at home, we had the verse, testimony of the Apostle Paul in Galatians 6, God forbid that I should boast. God forbid that I should glory, except in the cross of Christ. By that cross, the world is crucified to me and I to the world. And as I spoke, I don't think I said it in the afternoon session, but I remembered Uncle Hans. He was the founder of our camp, and at one of our anniversaries, he said this, and it has always stayed with us. At one of the church anniversaries, he said, we have nothing to boast of. I think it was the 40th anniversary, and there were people from literally from all over the world who came to the week of prayer at that time, thankful for his ministry and for the church, and he stood and said, we have nothing to boast of. And much to be ashamed of. And much, much to be thankful for. It always often comes back to us. And I've heard it over the years from many people. It went into their hearts. We have nothing to boast of, and Except, of course, we boast, we glory in our wonderful Lord, in his cross. But in ourselves, we have nothing to boast of, and we have much to be ashamed of. But much, much to be thankful for. We sang a verse before that touches my heart, not just this morning, but it has many times. It was the second verse of number 2. Praise ye the Lord, who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth. And as he reigns over all things, that means he holds sway over Pilgrim Camp, over our individual lives. And we want to give him the place that is his and not try to withstand his rule. How vain such an effort would be, for he wondrously reigns over all things, then shelters thee under his wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. And then hast thou not seen how thy desires e'er have been granted in what he ordaineth? I know I'm not the only person here who marvels at God's sovereign rule over all things, and then is so amazed at his wisdom through all his mighty works. Amazing wisdom shines. We have in one of Isaac Watts' songs, how is it that God can work things together as he does? And it seems so naturally, just so naturally, things happen. And you could say that was just happenstance, but we know that's not so. And when we look back, as it says here in this song, hast thou not seen how thy desires e'er have been granted in what he ordaineth? It's hard to speak about. I guess I'm floored by that thought. It's just too big and too wonderful. He works things out according to the counsel of his will, his ways, his thoughts, far higher than ours. And oh, to give ourselves to a God like that, a Savior who has loved us and given himself for us. My ways are not yours. My thoughts not yours. They're so much higher. Oh, let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts. Turn to the Lord. He will abundantly pardon. He'll lead you in his way. He'll show you his salvation. And you'll look back and know that it was best. So I want to thank God for this. I know that it doesn't just have to do with the 2013 camp season, but it does also have to do with the 2013 camp season. I want to just commit everyone to God and commend them to him. So we want to say thank you to you, Lord, for that which you have done for us individually. We want to pray this morning, acknowledging you, Lord, acknowledging your presence, acknowledging your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your holiness, your power, your wisdom. We want to bow before you, before your almighty throne, and worship you. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us Jesus to be our Savior. Thank you, Lord, that we have life eternal in him. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you for redemption through his blood, according to the riches of your grace, that you have blessed us, gracious Father, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. How can we thank you enough? And that we know that all things work together. You're causing them to work together for the good of those who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. We thank you, Lord, that you are for us, that you, who spared not your own Son, but delivered him up for us all freely. Oh, gracious God, with him also you freely give us all things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We can't thank you enough, but we just want to say it. We want to just pour out our hearts before you in gratitude for your great goodness to us, and then for the camp, too. We thank you for this season, and we thank you that the end is not yet. We thank you that we're here today and that you are working in us, and we look to you for your blessing, for your gracious work to be done in each of us who are here over this weekend. Do glorify your name. Thank you for the glorious manifestation of your presence. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe there's someone else here who'd like to give a testimony. Please make it shorter than mine. Thank you. And Brother Paul's. Make it more like Doreen's.
Jesus bids us shine with a clear, pure light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world of darkness, we must shine. You in your small corner, and I in mine. Jesus bids us shine, first of all, for him. Well, he sees and knows it, if our light is dim. He looks down from heaven, sees us shine. You in your small corner, and I in mine. Jesus bids us shine, then for all around. Many kinds of darkness in this world abound. Sin and want and sorrow, we must shine. You in your small corner, and I in mine. Jesus bids us shine as we work for him, bringing souls in darkness from the paths of sin. He will ever help us if we shine. You in your small corner, and I in mine.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You said after the Chinese people went home. So we're glad that not all the Chinese people went home, and that some stayed along with us for this weekend. And I'm so thankful that Brother Yu, Pastor Yu from CCMD, is here, and he's going to be ministering to us this morning, bringing us God's Word. Hallelujah. Let's stand first and sing number 52 in the hymn book. 52. Well, as my father would say, that's a good song too. So that's 53. So, but let's sing it. Let's sing it. It's a good one. Come thou Almighty King, help us thy name to sing, help us to praise, Father, all glorious, or all victorious, come and reign over us, ancient. Be seated. Pastor, you, my dear brother, I just want to thank God for brother you. I've enjoyed the fellowship with him over the years, and not just in the meeting or in the church, also personally. I thank God for his love and kindness, and his wife too, and his dear children. It's been a joy. God bless you.
Thank you.